Hey, LA Nurse Triage. This is Cindy. Are you having a life-threatening event?
No.
Well, hi. My name is Cindy. Like I said, I'm one of the nurses with KLA Nurse Triage. And who am I speaking with, please?
This is Joseph Smith.
Okay. And what's a good callback number for you, Joseph?
It's 555-434-1234.
Okay, thank you. And it's Joseph Smith. Okay, and what ranch do you work for?
I'm at the P5 ranch in Kendall.
Okay, thank you. Give me just a second here and I'm going to get this opened up. Okay. And can you tell me briefly what happened, what you were doing, what time, kind of all the details?
All right. So I was working on a fence, trying to repair a fence. And in the process, I didn't have my gloves on. I know I should have. Barb sliced the palm of my right hand.
Ooh. Okay. And is it something deep? Did it just puncture, kind of superficial, or is it bleeding pretty good?
It's bleeding pretty good. I thought I had it stopped and then washed it off, and it started bleeding again. So I've got it wrapped right now. It's kind of, I don't really see a lot of meat in there, but it was kind of filleted open a little bit. It wasn't a puncture
wound.
No, it was more of a slice.
Okay. All right. Well, make sure that while we finish our conversation that you have your hand elevated above your heart level and pressure on that wound. What about tetanus shot?
I think I had one. I had a similar thing happen about probably 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay. All righty. And is this on your right or left hand?
My right hand.
Okay. And are you right or left hand dominant?
I'm right-handed.
Okay. Give me just a second here. I'm going to enter a little bit of information, and this will get me over to the treatment screen for you.
Okay.
So since your tetanus shot, has been a while, they may choose to update it since I know a barbed wire probably isn't the cleanest thing.
Oh, definitely not.
Okay. All right. So I have here that the facility that P5 Ranch uses is the Family Care Center Clinic in Lakin.
Yep, I know where that's at.
Okay, good. All right. Can I put you on a brief hold? I'm going to give them a quick call and see if I can get you an appointment or if you can just walk right in.
Okay.
Would that be okay? Okay, hang on.
Sure.
Joseph?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. They actually said they would be able to get you in right now if you would be able to head that way.
Okay.
So I do need to run through a few demographic information, a little bit of demographic information, excuse me, with you. But the other part is I would like you to make sure that you talk to your supervisor, give them a quick update, and you'll need to take a post-accident kit with you over to the clinic.
Okay.
And also make sure that you have your driver's license on you because I know that they'll need that. Will you be able to update your supervisor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She knows what's going on. I'll just tell her I'm heading out.
Okay. Give me just a second and we will get your demographics in here. And we will get this going. Okay. And Joseph, do you have a middle initial?
Yeah, it's B as in boy.
Okay. And can I get your full social security number?
It's 111-22-3333.
Okay. And what about a birthday?
My birth date is 2/5/1970.
Okay. How about a home address?
It's 200 South Main Street in Lakin. Zip is 63450.
Oh, thank you. Find cases in here real quick. There we go. All righty. And about what time did this occur?
It's about 11:30.
Okay. And is the fence that you were fixing, was it in a specific field or?
It was in lot three.
Okay, thanks. Alrighty. And let's see here. Do you know what county Lakin is in? Otherwise, I can look it up.
It's in Clark County.
All right. Thanks. Joseph, are you there?
Yep, still here. Did okay. You ask something?
Yes. What time did you notify your employer?
Well, by the time I got in there, she knew about noon.
Okay.
Noon or 12:15.
Okay. All right. Alrighty. Was there a witness?
Nope.
Okay. And what about your date of hire?
I was hired back in May of 2002.
Thank you. And what is your job title?
I'm a ranch hand.
Okay. And about how much do you make an hour?
22.
And was this a regular shift or an overtime shift for you?
It was regular.
And are you a full-time employee?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what is the name of your supervisor?
It is Angela Moore.
All right. Do you know her phone number off the top of your head?
I don't, no.
Okay, that's all right. All right. So momentarily here, you should receive a text message with all the information that we discussed. Make sure you grab the kit from HR or your supervisor for your post-accident testing. And are there any other questions that I can answer for you?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for your help.
Bye-bye.
Bye.